melons, you got to pull them at the right time. When that curl dies on that, it melon ready to be pulled. And if you got a great big patch of them, you're going to lose a lot of them. And you pull some green ones. You thump them, you know, and you tell when they're ripe or when they're not ripe. And when that curl dies, you know they're ripe.
Any kind of melons besides a watermelon?
Well, we have what we call a cantaloupe or mushmelon.
Same thing?
No, it's different entirely. That's a breakfast food. People eat them for breakfast. Well, you eat them anytime you want to, but they get about like that. And they have a sweet odor to them. You can put one in this room and smell it all over the room. Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Do people around here have any kind of bag or sack they use that's made out of this rough, heavy, coarse material? You might put corn in it, or pecans, or potatoes, something like that.
Yeah, bagging. They use cotton bagging for a sack, you know, build a sack. It's, I can't call the name of it right now. I think the stuff is made out of some kind of a seaweed or a hemp. I'm not too sure.
Do you have anything that you call a tote sack or croaker sack?
That's the croaker sack. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
What's that used for mostly?
Well, it's used to put, coffee. When you used to buy green coffee, it'd come in a tote sack.
Tote sack and croaker sack, same.
Croaker
thing?
Sack, they're all the same. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if somebody went into a storekeeper's place to pay off his bill, and maybe the storekeeper would give him something, a little extra, a mm-hmm. bonus for paying off his bill? What would you call that?
Lanyard. There's a little lanyard. You see? That generally the way, or...
Is that how they do it around here? Maybe give you something to pay off your bill?
Uh-huh. Sometimes they do. I know my store man gives me every time I pay my bill, he give me a package of gum. You know that I chew a lot of gum, you see. And you give me a package of spearmint, double mint gum. It just, his daddy did it when he was in the business, and he continued it. Now, I don't know that he gives them all. I don't think he gives them all. But he does. To me, every time I pay my bill, that's called lanyard.
People around here use that word pretty often.
Well, it's not used as much as this, that, and the t'other. It's not used that much, but it's used.
People recognize the word.
Oh yeah, they know what it is. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Say if a man wanted to make himself a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp, maybe just by using a bottle and some coal oil and something for a week.